Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor with my friend and colleague Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing about America 250. And this is the intellectual life, and I acknowledge it. There are famous names. Some of them once upon a time lived in Concord, Massachusetts. We're talking about thinking about America, and it's wonderful to meet fresh ideas. The postmodern progressive critique resembles that of the post-liberal right critique. That is striking to me, Peter. You write. Because eventually I would have gotten there, that these are the same people. Do they see themselves as having the same approach, unhappy with America because, and then fill in the blank?
You know, only a small number do, and those are on the post-liberal right. They see some similarities between themselves and the postmodern progressives. Again, what is that similarity? An agreement that the fundamentals of our constitutional system, they are the problem. We were founded on profoundly defective principles, on Lockean principles, on the belief in human freedom and equality. That was a mistake. That was a misfire. From the point of view, it was a misfire. From the point of view of the post-liberal right, it was a misfire because we lost sight of traditional authorities like Aristotle and Thomas Aquinas. From the point of view of the postmodern progressives, men and women of the left, it was a misfire because it concealed a variety of forms of systemic oppression. America was grounded in oppression. It continues to be a fundamentally oppressive society, and our highfalutin language about freedom and equality only disguises that oppression.
I'm going to be difficult. In comparison to what? What are we being measured against? Where is this nation they want to live in?
Well, John, I'm going to have to quarrel with you. You're not being difficult. You're being reasonable. That's exactly right. In other words, one activity they almost never engage in is comparative politics. Where exactly in 1776 had racism been, racial discrimination been abolished? Where had sexism been overcome? Where had perfect equality been achieved? As far as I know, nowhere. Moreover, if you're running an experiment today and you wish to maximize your own freedom and equal treatment under law, which I believe most postmodern progressives still want. They want their own personal freedom. They want to be treated equally under law. If you ask them, where would you go to maximize it? You'd have to be a very daring person if you suggest, if you didn't put, let's say, the United States in your top three destinations to maximize those great political goods. So, yes, a lot of this criticism of the United States takes place in a historical and comparative vacuum.
You also report about the post-liberal right, that it wants to take care of my soul because it doesn't trust me to do the same hard work. Is that correct? Do they become that specific that I can't be trusted with my own soul? I have to be directed by them.
Well, yes, that's right. Now, in fairness, they say that's because the culture is so corrupt because it impinges upon you so profoundly from so many different directions that you need assistance. But notice, not the assistance of your family, not the assistance of your neighborhood, not the assistance of your church, their assistance in the federal government to redirect you to the virtues and elevate you towards salvation.
This is wonderful until you put a name to it. Then you have to actually consider what they're up to. Notre Dame has a man named Patrick Deneen. Harvard Law School has a professor named Adrian Vermeul. What do they want, Peter?
Well, both of them want what we're talking about. Both of them, I believe, are sincere in their outrage at various forms of cultural corruption. They're real, and they describe the cultural corruption accurately and vividly. But I think that they are misguided in supposing that the answer to the corruption all around us is repudiation of our founding principles. Deneen has written a book called Regime Change, Toward a Post-Liberal Future. My own view is that to deal with the immense problems we face, no doubt, in culture, in governance, in foreign affairs, is not repudiation of our founding principles, but a return to them and a much better appreciation of the political ideas and the sensibility and the norms in which this country, on which this country was established.
I want to be colorful here. I don't want to be too much of a footnote. Both sides resemble to me a kind of even keel inquisition. They're both confident that they have the right answer, and they want to submit the questions to me, and if I get it right, I'm in. If I don't, I'll be punished. Do they conduct themselves that way, in blaming those who do not answer the questions correctly?
Inquisition goes too far. But do they both sides, postmodern progressives and post-liberal right, do they both have a very strong sense of in or out? Do they have a very strong sense that you either see what time it is, you either grasp the systemic racism, or you are hopeless, that you're either with us or you're part of the problem? Sadly, yes, both demonstrate that sensibility.
Final thing on the Declaration of Independence. That was very brave of those men to do that. They knew at the time that they would be punished for it. And they were not the majority of the country whatsoever. And I understand from new reading that every one of them had come to the idea of not being an Englishman on his own. Suddenly they'd woken up one day and realized, you know, I'm an independent. We can do what we want here. Is that helpful to understand that the independence in the Declaration of Independence was an enormous achievement?
I think it was. The declaration was issued already amid war. The war had begun a year before. And we should take seriously not only the high-minded principles of natural freedom and equality, but also their pledge at the very end of the declaration, their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to one another.
Peter Berkowitz, happy birthday, America. 250 young. I'm John Batchelor.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.